Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Hey, if you're buzzing around the Valencia area this weekend, Bob Miller from the LA Kings will be out there signing his book, Tales from the Los Angeles Kings.
He's so nice.
It's this Sunday, December 9th, at Barnes & Noble.
Yep.
Is it Barnes & Noble's or Barnes & Noble?
It's Barnes & Noble. Noble.
Jerry
got me a book today. Jerry was actually going to get a book. Going book shopping, and I asked him to get me a book, and I have to pay him for the book, and the book has a stamp on it, and the stamp on the book says 20% off.
Where'd you get the book?
At Barnes & Noble. Hey, and guess what time Brian called me to ask, by the way?
At Barnes & Noble.
And Jerry said to me, oh, by the way, it wasn't 20% off. So he's trying to Shanghai me for the full retail value of the book.
It's in my nature.
When the book has a stamp on it that says 20% off.
Yeah.
That's a gambler.
No, I'd say it's a hustler, dude. All right, trying to hustle you.
All right, Jerry, please. I can barely look at you. Bob Miller, book signing, Tales from the Los Angeles Kings, this Sunday, December 9th, Barnes & Noble in Santa Clarita.
Yum.
2 to 4 p.m.
And you get to meet Bob Miller. He's so nice.
Yeah, but get there early. Those books always sell out.
Yep.
And it's located at Valencia Boulevard and Magic Mountain Parkway. And tell him you heard it on this here show. What the hell, you know?
Tell him you heard it right here.
Tell him we said hello.
Tell him Conway and Whitman say hi. And Bob Miller is probably, in addition to 35 years with the Kings and one of the most recognizable voices in the history of sports, one of the nicest dudes ever. We ask him to come on, and he always is so gracious. He says, what time would you like me to come on? He's just always so nice, and he respects the fans, and he's always, you know, that's always at the top of his mind, you know,
right.
Did the fans enjoy the game tonight? He really appreciates and admires the fans.
When I started going to Kings games back at the Fabulous Forum,
mm-hmm.
back then it was, there was the Fabulous Forum, then it was the Great Western Forum. I used to look up at him when we would walk around and go, God, I'd love to meet that guy someday.
Right.
And then I did meet him because we were interviewing him at a King game. And I said to him, I said, hey, Bob, can we call you again and have you come in studio and be on the show? And he says, sure. And he gives me his home phone number.
Oh, that's great.
Home number.
Yeah.
I just call him at home. Either he or his wife answers.
His wife, Judy. She's a sweetheart, too.
All right. Barnes & Noble, Valencia. I'm sorry, Santa Clarita, 2 to 4 p.m., it's a great stocking stuffer. It's a great Christmas gift or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
By the way, if that thing is signed by Bob Miller, I would not put it in a stocking. I wouldn't
wrap it.
I would wrap that thing up. If Bob signs it,
it's great for that hockey fan, whether it's your husband, your brother, your nephew, your niece, whoever it is.
Your sister.
Located at Valencia Boulevard and Magic Mountain Parkway in Santa Clarita. All right, now Jerry Wyschowski is being stalked, I believe.
That's
what he says.
Well, he tends to overreact a little bit, but...
All right, Gina, how did you get him to come on the air, this guy Zachary? He said yes for sure.
He's definitely going to go on.
Okay.
That's the good news.
How did you do that? What did you tell him? Would you give him tickets or something?
Well, no, I mean, okay. Let me just preface this really quickly by saying I offered him everything I could, like, you know... Everything the station would give us, you know, prizes and giveaways, and he absolutely said absolutely not. There was only I had to resort to something that Jerry's probably not going to be really happy with me, but it's the only way I could convince him to
come on. You didn't give him his home address,
no,
did you?
No.
By the way, I think he has that.
No.
I think he knows.
What'd you do?
The only way I could get this guy to go on was I gave him Jerry's cell phone number.
Oh,
what?
It's the only way I could get him to go on.
Dude, Gina, what are you doing?
Jerry, I offered him everything else.
Gina.
So then you know what? Then you hang up on the crazy guy and say goodbye.
I'm going to support Jerry here. That's against CBS policy.
Yeah. Tim, I think it's great.
I offered him the lift tickets.
I don't care. Gina, please. If you were to do that for me or Brian, it would make us crazy. Why would you do it to Jerry?
Because it was for the show, Tim.
Right. I support Gina, and I think it's great.
Right,
Zachary has Jerry's cell phone number. That, to me, is a great, great, great turn of events.
All right, let's talk to this idiot here. Hey, Zach, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Tim, why do you call me a stalker, Tim?
Oh, now he's doing his impersonation of
Jerry
Wyschowski.
Tim. Brian.
Dude, you're real annoying. You know that, Zachary?
Yeah,
Jerry, why do you say that?
Jerry, Zach, you know where Jerry lives?
Yeah.
You have been outside his home in Lakewood?
I've driven by it before.
Don't tell me that.
I drove by.
Why do you have to say it
real quickly? What street? And we'll dump it.
It's
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
that's
my.
It.
Jerry, it is that.
He knows your street, dude.
Well, I mean, okay, first of all, this guy, when you see
excuse
him.
Excuse me for laughing. I shouldn't laugh.
This guy doesn't appear to be, like, dangerous, so I'm not really too concerned there, but it's
dangerous?
Still kind of weird.
I just want to be your friend, dude.
Yeah, Jared, dude, he wants to hang out with you, man. Dude, you have enough friends?
I got enough friends.
No, here's who you have. You have Scotty, Matt.
Yeah.
Mitch.
Uh-huh.
You have three.
I got other friends too.
So this guy could be your best friend.
No, you have Jerry. You have three friends.
Brian, I have other friends as well.
You have three that we've seen,
okay,
and we
all right.
Right? Have yes. you ever seen
those
him?
Those are the three amigos.
Those
you
are the three dudes. Yeah, those are the three homies.
All right. So why not add Zachary and just have four? I mean, Jerry, the truth is, you're not like flooded down with friends. I mean, let's be honest. You're not like overwhelmed with friends.
No, but dude, it's kind of weird. The guy has a weird way of.
All right, let's talk to this guy. Hey, Zach.
Yeah.
Jerry says that you look like the dude who killed all those people at the mall today in Nebraska.
What? Tim,
he says
how dare you?
You got that same look, dude.
I don't have that look.
All right, so what's up with you? Why are you so into Jerry Wischowski, man?
Oh, I just think he's the funniest guy that I've ever heard on the radio. I mean, his John Kerry song.
Oh, well, that's when he sings.
And his Colin show, it's the funniest stuff on the air.
And you do an impersonation of him yelling at us?
Tim! God damn it, Tim! Brian!
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Andy!
What about that going to break? You do that, too?
We need to go to break!
We need to go to break! Oh, yeah,
that's pretty close, actually.
That's not bad.
It's a very good impression.
Now, what's the ultimate goal? To be yeah. just to hang with him?
I want to hang with him. He seems like a really cool guy.
Zachary, how old are you?
I'm 25.
And are you a straight guy?
I'm totally straight. Tim!
Do you have a girlfriend, Zachary?
No, I don't have a girlfriend, Brian.
Have you ever had one?
Yes, I've had a girlfriend. What do you think I am?
I don't know. Well, Jerry says...
Well, you're not me.
Jerry says he's not sure of what you are, ma'am.
Yeah, Jerry
thinks you're after him physically.
Right, like that it's a homoerotic relationship.
I just want to be his friend. He seems cool.
All right, but you seem a little crazy, dude. I mean, you're just not really, you don't seem all that stable.
Well, because.
Listen to the energy that
you know
he
what
has.
It is? You know what it is? Zachary, if you can appreciate this, and I think Tim and Jerry and.
Can we call you Zach?
Gina.
I prefer Zachary.
Ugh. All right, Zachary, I think you'll appreciate this.
Idiot.
Excuse me?
He's an idiot.
Oh. Most guys, when they want to be another guy's friend, which is kind of a weird thing to say anyway, when a guy befriends another guy, when a dude befriends another, it's much more casual than the way you're doing it, Zachary. The going to Jerry's house and calling him at the station and just asking him outright to be his friend, that's usually not how dudes go about striking up friendships.
So what should I do, Brian? Should I email him and ask him to go to a movie?
No, I say you just show up at remotes, and if you guys hit it off, you do, but don't keep, you know, following the guy.
Dude, I'm not opposed to being this guy's friend. It's the fact that, like, he just shows up everywhere.
Do you have common interests?
Dude, I have seen you. You showed up at a lot of places.
Yes, we do have common interests, actually.
We have a lot of common interests. We both own Mustangs.
Now, did you buy your Mustang after you met him?
Yeah. I figured that's what cool radio guys drive, Mustangs.
Right, but Zachary, you're not in radio.
No, but, maybe I aspire to be. I aspire to be like Jerry. He's my hero.
Is it convertible?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And what's the ultimate goal? You guys, like, you know, we go out to Vegas together?
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to go to Vegas with Jerry. We have a lot of common interests.
Would you, like, want to hit a hooker with Jerry?
Well, maybe we could do that. I don't know. I just want to be his friend. He seems such a cool guy.
Yeah, but I think you're going about it the wrong way, buddy.
I do, too. I think it's unnatural. It seems forced to me, Zachary, and it seems unnatural. And I don't have all, the friends in the world either, but I do have some friends, and I know that when I make friends with people, it's never like this. It's not like it just happens.
Hey, Zach. Or, I'm sorry, Zachary.
Zachary.
You're 25?
Yeah, I'm 25.
Are you the oldest guy working at Hot Dog on the Stick down there?
No, there's the manager's a little older.
How old is he?
He's 26.
You got to wear that uniform?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
The guy's actually given me free hot dogs before, though, so I got to give it to him. There's a benefit there.
Right, that's a problem. Okay, let me say this, Tim.
Yeah, because Jerry could close the place down.
No, it's a problem because, Jerry, you're feeding into this. You're giving...
Dude, it was totally chance. I mean, I happened to be there with a friend of mine, and I walked by, and the guy called me over.
Jerry?
I called you and told you to meet me there.
Jerry?
No, that's not what happened.
All right. You are giving Zachary a reason to believe that there's something here if you accept a free hot dog.
How many hot dogs?
Leo, I gave him a batch of six.
If somebody says, here's a couple hot dogs for free, I'm going to take them.
The corn dogs?
Corn dogs, yeah.
What do you put on it? Mustard and ketchup?
Yep.
It's good, huh?
Not so much, but I like more ketchup. But
I also gave him a free really super good cherry lemonade.
Oh, you get the lemonade, too? Dude, I don't know, man. The whole thing seems weird, but you know what?
Well, Jerry's cheap,
I tell
he's
you
accepting
something.
This free food.
I'm going to put Zachary on hold here because I don't want him to hear what I'm about to say. But I think in a weird way, I think Jerry likes this kind of attention. I really do.
Well, who else is paying this
Tim,
kind of
please,
attention?
I'm not an attention whore. I mean, I don't know why you...
Dude, listen.
Jerry, nobody...
I'm just telling you that I think in my perception of you...
I agree.
Is that you enjoy this kind of guy? Like looks up to you.
It's flattering.
And it sort of elevates you to like
it is flattering.
Like a superhero.
And Jerry, what Tim has not yet said, but I think he would agree with me as I agree with him. Who else is giving you this kind of attention? Nobody.
Well, but that's the thing is it's really above
weird.
And beyond the attention that I really need.
But right, we'll talk to this guy. A little, what?
We need to go to break.
Right! It's Conway and Whitman. We come back. More of Zach, who is in love with Jerry Wyschowski, man.
Oh, Zachary just told Gina, and she put on the screen, that he wants to hear Jerry sing the John Kerry song.
No, maybe we'll do that when we come back. Jesus Christ, it's so effing weird.
The whole thing is kind of odd.
It's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Jerry Wyschowski, our board op, executive producer, and head writer, is being stalked by a guy named Zachary, and he joins us. Zach, nice to hear your voice again, dude.
Tim, it's Zachary.
Zachary, I'm sorry.
And I'm not a stalker.
All right, hold on a sec. Gerald in Riverside also wants to talk to Jerry. What's up with you, dude?
Hey, dude, why are you always making fun of Jerry?
What's going on with you?
I like Jerry.
You want to be a friend?
I'd love to be Jerry's friend.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Are you straight?
Yeah, I'm straight. I want a man friend.
All right. Hey, what do you bring to the table?
Well, I bring a physique of 5'2", about 170.
That's not bad.
Tim, don't listen to this guy.
All right. So you guys got to fight it out for Jerry's love here.
Dude, I'm going to be his friend, not you.
No, but I just want to be friends. I want to watch movies and cuddle.
No, you're not cool. Believe me, he wouldn't want to be a friend with a guy named Gerald.
Yeah, you see, I think Gerald is making fun of Zachary. I think Zachary is deadly honest here.
Yeah, you're not for real, Gerald.
So,
Gerald is my real name. So.
I don't understand how you can you can judge me. You don't know me. I
Gerald.
You're just making fun of this whole situation.
Well, no,
you're
I'm
insulting
really
me. It's not fair.
I really want to hold this sausage.
Tim, this guy's a plant. He's probably just called to make fun of us.
All right, Gerald, please. All right, Zachary, so we're going to be at the Commerce Casino. I thought you flipped me off, dude. We're going to be at the Commerce Casino on December 13th.
I already signed up.
Oh, you did? Okay.
By the way, speaking of casinos, there's a casino that I play at, and he happened to be there one day. This guy followed me around the effing place all day. But you know what? After a while, I just started telling him to like get me drinks and stuff, and he would do it.
So he's like a slave.
Don't get me wrong. He probably has a good heart. He's a good guy.
What's this guy like? I mean, does he live at home? Does he live with his parents?
I live with my parents.
And for the audience, what does he look like? I think the audience wants to know what he looks like.
He's not bad looking. I mean,
oh, God, Jerry.
You know, as far as in, ooh, I don't know.
Jerry.
How am I supposed to judge a guy?
Well, that was a bad answer.
He's not bad looking. I mean, he's a good looking guy, I guess.
Thanks, Jerry.
He looks like me.
All right, so if you want to meet this guy, Zachary the Stalker, come on down to the Commerce Casino next Thursday.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Tim?
Yeah?
Can I sing the John Kerry song with Jerry?
Oh, come on, Zachary.
That would make my day.
All right, here it is. The John Kerry song with Zachary and Jerry Wyschowski.
It's embarrassing.
Zachary Wyschowski and
dream.
Jerry Wyschowski.
It's embarrassing for both of them.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go, Zach. You ready?
It's a lifelong dream, Jerry. Let's do it.
Just follow my lead, okay?
All right.
It's regular time.
Oh, God. Lionel Richie here.
It was March of 69 in a land called Vietnam when Jim Rassman was blown right off his boat. And that boat sailed away, but it was his lucky day, for Lieutenant John Kerry came about. Help is on the way. Help is on the way.
John Kerry's gonna save the day. Help is on the way. With a wounded arm, Kerry hoisted Jim from harm. Then he turned that boat around and raced away.
Good job, Jerry.
He got three purple hearts and a bronze and silver star. And Lieutenant John Kerry saved the day. Help was on the way. Help was on the way. John Kerry's gonna save the day. Help is on the way.
Come on, Tim.
After the war, he became a lawyer man, and then a senator in the government. And he worked for you and me, and he fought to keep us free. And now he's gonna be our president. Hope is on the way.
Hope is on the way.
Hope is on the way. John Kerry's gonna save the day. Hope is on the way. Hope.
That's enough.
Oh, he's good, actually. I like him.
All right, very good. All right, it's Conway Whitman live on 97.1 FM.